exhortation as we looked into the Word of God. Brother Tim brought us many truths on almost every aspect of our lives, and we've seen beautiful truths and promises, and so many that my mind feels just full. I would love to be able to retain everything, but I'm afraid I can't retain everything. But there's a few thoughts that from this past week that really impacted me. One was, occasionally try praying without saying the word thanks. It will help focus prayer and also take the picture away from myself. Humility is the concept. Submission is the action. We cannot preach Christ to those we disdain. It is inconsistent when I don't want the government to tell me what to do, but I want to tell the government what to do. The home is where church members are trained. Obedience is a foundation of a godly character. God has a use for everybody he created. God has given us different ears so that we hear and see different cries of pain and need. God wants all needs to be met, and it takes all of us doing what he shows each of us. Those are just a few thoughts that I want to really hang on to and implement them in my life. And what Jared said this morning is exactly what I was thinking. And that is, now what? I've heard these wonderful truths. What am I going to do with them? And the title of my devotional this morning is Challenged or Changed? Turn with me, if you would, to Ezekiel chapter 33. I'm going to read the last several verses, Ezekiel 33. I'm going to read verses 30 through 33. Also, thou son of man, the children of thy people still are talking against thee by the walls and in the doors of the houses, and speak one to another, every one to his brother, saying, come, I pray you, and hear what is the word that cometh forth from the Lord. And they come unto thee, as the people cometh, and they sit before thee as my people, and they hear thy words, but they will not do them. For with their mouth they show much love, but their heart goeth after their covetousness. And lo, thou art unto them as a very lovely song of one that hath a pleasant voice, and can play well on an instrument, for they hear thy words, but they do them not. And when this cometh to pass, lo, it will come, then shall they know that a prophet hath been among them. And this is how I see myself right now, after a week like this. There's an unlit candle. It's just a candle. How much good is a candle without a fire on it? It's good for a piece of decor up on a shelf somewhere or in a pretty little sconce or something. But that's all it's good for, is just a pretty little piece of decor. It's not doing anybody any practical good at all because it doesn't have a fire. My first point is that we need to hear about fire. And that's what the people were doing here in Ezekiel. They heard that the word of God was being taught, and they were excited about it. And they said, let's all go and listen to it. We're hearing that the word of God is being taught. In other words, they were recognizing that they had a need. They knew they needed fire. They were talking to each other, and they said, have you heard that this preacher that's over here, he's telling the words of God. Let's go over there and hear what he has to say. And that's a good thing. That's what we need. That's the first step towards being changed, is recognizing that we have a need. In Hebrews, the writer says, For the time ye ought to be teachers, ye have need that one teach you again, which be the first principles of the oracles of God, and are become such as have need of milk and not of strong meat. And here he was saying, you need a higher level of maturity. By now I would expect you to be up here, but you're still down here. But he said, you need this. You need this basic thing. And that's the first step of change, is recognizing that I need something. So we recognize that we have a need. And maybe we're even able to identify a specific place in my heart or a specific change that I need. Maybe we talk about it. I want to face that fact that I have that need. I'll ask for advice. How do I change? Where can I go to discover how to change? Who can I listen to that will help me? What can I read? I want something that's going to show me how to change. And my experience has been that people, if you go to them for advice, people love to give advice. There's something about giving advice that makes us feel like we have an answer to a question that nobody else has thought of yet. And it's comforting to me when I look in the Bible and I see that human nature really hasn't changed over the millennia. People like to give advice then too. And here they said, well, come over here, listen to this preacher. Over here is the word of God that's being taught. Come over here. This is the change that you need. And so now we say, you know, read this book. Listen to this podcast. Listen to this preacher. Go to this teaching, this training, whatever it is. And here in this passage in Ezekiel, people came. They were eager to hear. And now there's many good resources. If we realize we have a need in our lives, there's many good resources that we have available to us. This week, we had an abundance of them. But what happens next? Well, the next thing I see is that the people actually see the fire. First, they heard about it. Now they actually see it. And God said about these people, he said, they sit before thee as my people, and they hear thy words. With their mouth they show much love. You're unto them as a lovely song of one that hath a pleasant voice and can play well on an instrument. They hear thy words. Wow. They found exactly what they were looking for. They realized they had need, and now they found the place where their needs could be met. It says, here was the word that cometh forth from the Lord. That's what the people said. They recognized it. That is the words of the Lord. That is the what I need to make this change in my life. It's exactly what they'd been seeking. It was the book they were looking for, the podcast they were hoping to hear, the preacher they were wanting to listen to, the counsel, the seminar that they wanted to go to. They found it. It became apparent to them that this hype surrounding it was valid. This really was the word of the Lord they needed. And this past week, we've had our needs ministered to as well. If we were open to God working in our lives, I guarantee that there were toes that got stepped on, there were rough edges that got hammered. And personally, I could say that metaphorically, I'm hardly able to walk from the state my toes are in. There's so much that was applicable to me. And it's like we've got the candle here that needs to be lit, and here we have the flame. Now we not only know our need, but we know where to go for it. We know what to do. We see the flame. There's the word of God. There's what I need. I need this change. That's what I need for my change. But it's staying over here. It's still not lighting my candle. But there it is. Oh, this is beautiful. I've been challenged. I recognize this need in my life. I see where I need to go for this. Oh, this feels good to me. But I'm still not touching it to the candle. Why is that? Why didn't these people change in Ezekiel? This is what it said. It says, they sit before thee as my people, and they hear thy words. They see the fire, but they will not do them. It says, with their mouth they show much love, but their heart goeth after covetousness. Thou art unto them as a lovely song of one that hath a pleasant voice and can play well on an instrument, for they hear thy words. They like listening to this preacher. They like what he has to say, but they do them not, it says. They see the fire, but they're not willing to touch it to the candle. To these people, this was just an interesting sideshow. It was something to do for entertainment. Just like listening to entertaining music is what it says, where you step away and you say, wow, that was really good. Now, where should we go for some ice cream? Why is it so hard to go from being challenged to being changed? These people were on the way. They had made the first couple of steps. They knew they needed a change. And they sought it out and they found the place that could bring that change to them. Why did they stop there? What happens to a candle that gets lit? If I were to take this lighter and I were to actually light this wick, what would happen to the candle? Would this wick stay tall and graceful and beautiful? Would the candle stay as a nice piece of decor to set on a shelf somewhere? No, it would actually change. The candle would get shorter. The wick would turn into a piece of charcoal. Wax would start to drip down the sides. The flame would actually begin to eat the candle up. It'd be painful. It's not just a pretty little piece of decor anymore. And that's why it's hard to go from being challenged to being changed. We like the feeling of being challenged. It makes us feel good. It makes us feel like we're being vulnerable, like we're being open. But actually having that change happen, getting burnt, getting changed, becoming shorter, becoming ugly, becoming useful, that's hard. And that's why it's hard to go from being challenged to changed. Challenged is fun. When we're challenged, we have no skin in the game. We can appear to be godly. We can appear to be seeking. But change is different. Change is accompanied by actual pain. We don't stay the same, and that hurts. Recognizing your need is the first step on the path to growth. But it's not growth. Being challenged is a necessary step on the path to growth, but being challenged is not growth. We're not actually growing until we're changing. And my challenge to myself after this week of meetings is to be changed, not just to go home and bandage my toes up so that they don't hurt so badly anymore, that I can't feel it because I've got plenty of gauze built around them. Not to say that, well, I know where the lighter is, so when I'm ready to light my candle, I can go back and listen to that. I know where I can go find these messages online now, so when I'm ready to make this change, I'll go listen to that again, and that'll help me. Not just to stand back and enjoy the entertainment as these people in Ezekiel did, but then just go on for ice cream. I want to be courageous enough to change. And I pray, my prayer for all of us is that we'll move beyond challenge to real, meaningful change. Let's stand for prayer.